Let's go straight to our next guest, Bone. Okay, the Seven Network has secured the Commonwealth Games for the Gold Coast in 2018. Brilliant. Joining us now is their number one man, Bruce McAvaney. Hey, Bruce, that's an exciting announcement for Seven and you.
Look, it is, Rory. I hope for me. I'm going to be pretty old by 2018, but I'm still a chance. But yeah, look, it is for Seven. To have a Commonwealth Games at home is a great thing. It's like having the Olympics at home. So you just feel like it magnifies the event by, I don't know, another 50% or something. So they're great events in their own right. They're fantastic to work on. I think they're great for the public. And to have them in your own backyard, so to speak, if the Gold Coast is in Adelaide's backyard, then, you know, they're a big thing. So really looking forward to it. And hopefully, I expect to be around.
I know you've done the Summer Olympics from Moscow in 80 to London 2012. How many Com Games have you done?
Not many, Roey. I went in 1986 to Edinburgh as a journalist for Channel 10, and that was fantastic. And so that was my first one. And then Manchester, I worked for Channel 7 in 2002. And I worked for, I guess, your sister station in Melbourne in 2006 with Clinton Grivas, actually, the late and great Clinton Grivas from 3AW. Yeah. So, and that was a fantastic experience to work with him. So I've done three. Not as many. I love them. I'm not just saying that because we've got them. I still feel they're relevant. They're either a great launching pad for somebody or they're the culmination of a fantastic career. They're at a different level to the Olympics. Not in every sport. They are world-class in a few little instances, but generally speaking, they're a notch below. But they resonate strongly, I think, with the Australian public and continue to do so.
And Bruce, you know, this is with all due respect, as you said, you have been around a while now. I'm assuming TV broadcasting of the games from Seven's point of view would have changed enormously over those years.
Bone, no doubt. I mean, the whole industry is just, you know, it's like your business. I mean, how do you get your information now compared with how you used to? And everything's changing all the time, and that's the challenge, I guess, for guys that are getting a bit on like I am and have been around for a long time to keep the pace. But look, they're still the same basics, you know, that you do your homework and that you know what you're talking about and you try and do it with enthusiasm and all those things. But, it is different, and it's different in an economic sense as well. I mean, we don't always take everybody to the venue, though the Gold Coast, I'd imagine we would be. But, things have changed enormously over the years, and from the very first ones I did to how we're doing it now. Much more sophisticated in so many ways, but it's a bit like a footballer, I mean, or a sports person. You go about it in a similar way because in the end it's hard work and then pulling that hard work off, I think.
And because the rights now are not just to broadcast on TV, but there's online, there's mobile, there's social media, there's so many different arms to it now.
Absolutely, and that's been, I think, probably from the network I work for the Seven Network, the really big thing for both this Olympic contract and which takes us through to 2020 and maybe beyond, and now the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, is that we've been able to buy all the platforms. You on saw the radio, obviously, and some of the other things. I'm not sure how we'll go about it. But the other thing, for free-to-air television, what the big change in the last few years, the biggest thing I've noticed is the fact that we've got more than one channel, so we can actually do a lot more sport.
Yeah.
Than we used to. I mean, I think that's made us have a lot more variety in the sport. I know it's Seven. I mean, we've acquired an enormous amount of high-grade sport in the last few years, and that's had so much to do with the digital channels.
Did you watch much of this year's Com Games? I know I set up and watch our very own Adelaide girl, Jess Trengove, get the bronze running over in the end. We spoke to her as excited as anyone. So from an athlete's point of view, Bruce, they love the Com Games.
No question about that. In fact, you know, so many of them either get their start or have their greatest moment, or I even think back to two of our great athletes like Robert DiCostello and Raneem Ball. I just pick an example in Brisbane. You know, Borley wins her last ever race in the 400. DiCostello beats a Kanga and Shahanga through the streets of Brisbane that morning. So, Thorpe broke 6 world records in Manchester in 2002. Sometimes, Swinsey's 400 metre fastest time. So sometimes it can be the great moment. Other times it's a stepping stone to bigger and better things. I reckon Sally Pearson got a heck of a lot out of what happened in Glasgow in more ways than one. And as you said, for Jess ran very well at the World Championships last year. She's backed that up with a fantastic run of the Commonwealth Games, and that's going to give her an enormous base now for Rio in 2 years' time. So the Commonwealth Games remain extremely relevant, I think.
Yeah. Bruce, should Rob Gerrard lead the charge for Adelaide one day to host the Comm Games? And are we the only capital city in Australia not to have hosted?
Well, Hobart hasn't.
Well, mainland.
So Sydney in 1938, Perth in 1962, Brisbane in 1982, mm-hmm. and Melbourne in 2006. So they're the four that have done it. It's the right event for us. We should get them. And you know, Rob is the person. He's the person that I think inspires people to follow. South Australia should, I think, fight extremely hard for the Commonwealth Games. Now, I know that Edmonton and Durban are the two cities that will fight out 2022. So mm-hmm. you've either got the Canadian city that's already hosted it, or South African city in 2022. Wales wants 2026. Maybe Adelaide can get involved in 2026 against Cardiff. But certainly 2026, 2030 is where we should be really aiming. And there's no reason why we can't get the Commonwealth Games. I think it's a perfect fit for our state and our city.
Well, hang in there, Bruce, because that would really impress me if you're calling it in 2030.
Come on, Bruce.
That would be...
You know what would impress me even more? If you guys were interviewing me the day before.
Done. Hey, Bruce, I want to just change the subject. And well done to Channel 7. That is just brilliant, hosting the Comm Games in the Gold Coast. But I see you helped Paddy D and the Crows with their Virgin Australia Film Festival. Anything's possible, lad. Now, they're all up on the websites. The Crows is great. I really did love Port Adelaide's. Mm. They all played a musical instrument. Just sit back a little bit here, Bruce, and have a listen to you and Paddy D.
Give me a big delicious and give me a small.
Well, like, all of a sudden, the ball's in a half-wide flank, Rioli picks it up. Oh, delicious from Rioli!
See, not quite. But if it was me, I'd go, half-wide, Rioli. Delicious.
He's got a bit of work to do, Bruce, if you're mentoring him. Paddy D's a fair way off.
Fair dinkum, when I left there, I wasn't sure who was the commentator and who was the footballer. I thought, how keen that guy is. I mean, he was all organised and rearing to go. It was a bit of fun, so I hope they do well. They've got all these, of course, there's a good prize at the end of it. So, no, they came up with some good ones. And, Port Adelaide have obviously gone a different way. So it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, if one of the Adelaide clubs can win it. What a great initiative, I reckon. It's fun. You see blokes in a different light, don't you?
Well, the best club, I think, gets 30 return overseas flying at the front of the plane airfares, don't they, Bone, with Virgin?
Oh, dearie me.
I think the Los Angeles, yeah.
Los Angeles, well, there you go.
Paddy said I could sit on his lap if we won, there you go.
Well, hey, Bruce, is always brilliant to chat. Well done, and we'll see you 2018 hosting those Comm Games for 7.
Good on you, boys. All the best.
Well, cheers, Bruce.
Bruce McAvaney there.
There is none better. There is none better than Bruce.
I don't like using the word doyen because I don't think that's a good fit with Bruce. He's better than that.
He is better than
that. He is the best.
Absolutely.
The best.
He'd be rubbing his hands together thinking of the games in 2018.
10-6.